That's a very good thing. I think every time there is a prayer, you know, prayer changes things, you know. But, you know, there's action that needs to be done. And one of those things that need to be done, we need flexibility from President Tshisekedi. Unless he's flexible, this is going to be a problem. Yes, prayers are very needed in Congo right now, desperately needed. There's a lot of people dying because of this war. But we need Tshisekedi to become flexible and know that unless he's agreeing to prayers, then the population is going to suffer more.
There are those who say that when it comes to the calling for prayers and fasting, other means have failed. Other means like negotiation, like solving the conflict, have failed. Do you share that opinion?
Prayers will always work. I can tell you that. And when you read the Bible, if you read the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14, the Bible says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, God will heal their land. So the sense of humility is lacking on both sides. Unless people are humbling themselves, this is going to be a very difficult thing. We've been fighting this crazy war since 1994. So the war has come and often and stopped. You know, President Kabila was able to stop this war because after President Kabila defeated the M23, the country was fine.
There are those who are concerned that about the future of the Democratic Republic of Congo as a country, as a nation. Do you think, given the current developments, that Congo will remain intact?
There is not one single Congolese that you will find that does not want Congo to remain as one country. It's a worry, and many people are very worried about ambitions from neighboring countries to try to destroy the territorial integrity of Congo. We want one country. We want to remain one country. There is not one Congolese who does not want this country. We do not want our country balkanized. We want to remain as one country, the Democratic Republic of Congo. We are not interested in any form of secession. Anybody trying to bring ideas of secession are not Congolese people. These would be foreigners who are interested in redrawing the borders of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
That's why I'm asking, because external forces are involved in the eastern part of the country. And remember, in the past, they did move up to Kinshasa. So is that a possibility now?
Well, there's a very big possibility, yes, of course, that, you know, maybe two of the countries involved in this war want to have the part of eastern Congo to become a completely different country. But there is no Congolese who will ever accept to participate in any action trying to split the country. But those ideas, we have, for instance, we have seen the son of the president of Uganda, you know, writing stuff about Eastern Congo being a completely different entity and so on and so forth. So we have seen that, and it's worrisome for us as Congolese. There may be some people who are interested in making this country to be split, and there's no Congolese person who is going to accept that.